From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. President Barack Obama will make the case for diplomacy and collective action when he addresses the UN General Assembly later on Monday. A White House official said Obama will point to the recently completed nuclear deal between the P5 plus one and Iran as an example of what can be accomplished through international cooperation. The U.S. president also will address the conflict in Syria, calling for the need to couple military efforts against the Islamic State militant group with a commitment for a political resolution in the war-torn country. Syria is also expected to be a focus of Obama's talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin later on Monday. In an interview with VOA in New York, Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta says East African nations that have worked to bring a new peace agreement for South Sudan should expand their efforts to include the international community in implementing that pact. This will help open humanitarian corridors and establish a unity government.
I think the key focus now is actually on implementation. And given the fact that all parties have signed, I believe there is a keen commitment on the part of all South Sudanese parties to see a genuine peace achieved. And what they need from us is really the backing, yeah, to see the process of implementation through.
In addition to the situation in South Sudan, Kenyatta told VOA that his government is greatly increasing its investment in security. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, you are listening to VOA News.